Right now, there are two bills up in Tallahassee. There is one on the House side and one on the Senate side. There are a lot of similarities, but there are also some differences. The House side right now has $200 million in tax credits. The Senate side has $50 million in tax credits. So it'll go through the process, and somewhere, hopefully, in there is where it'll land in the end. The past has shown that the ROI that comes back stays the same, whether it's a small amount or whether it's a large amount. So it does. It has a great return on projects coming in, and it has a great return on the GDP of the state, whether it ends up being the $50 million on the Senate side or the $200 million on the House side, or even if it happened to be, you know, $500 million in a year.
So there was an incentive package already. What happened to that? Didn't quite last as long as it should have?
Right. Originally, it came into play in 2010, and the following year, it was some additional funding went into it and an extra year. So it ended up being 6 years for $296 million, which was a great number. The even better news was that it was so popular, it got used up in about 3 years. So we still had a window of about 3 years, which is now about 2 years, but there's no tax credits available to it. So the good news is it was really popular, and the $296 million led to over $1 billion of spending on projects within the state here, 160,000 positions for workers in the state on those projects. That's the good news. The bad news is it left the pot empty, and so that's what this effort is about, is saying it was so popular, we need more, and hopefully that plays out over the next, you know, month or so in the legislative session.
Do you think lawmakers look at these incentives and see a kind of a long-term return? Because when you talk about 160,000 worker positions, we're looking at sort of short-term positions specific to each project, right?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. That is one of the interesting things about our industry, is that some projects do last. You know, some of those 160,000 are 1 and 2 day jobs. But there are also a lot of those that are 3-4 month jobs on some of the high impact stuff. In a perfect situation, you say you have a couple of TV series or a couple of larger films. They could work for a couple of months on one, and then they go from one to the next one and then to the next one. And next thing you know, a year's gone by and those people have worked 10, 11 months out of the year. And that's the perfect scenario. On the gaming and digital media side, there are a lot of full time salaried positions within that 160,000. So the industry itself, whether it be television, film, commercials, gaming, it runs the gamut, and the positions, the perfect scenario is we have enough funding to bring in enough projects that do keep people working on an ongoing long-term basis.
Mm-hmm. Sheena, I want to turn to you now. The last round of tax incentives brought some big productions to Florida. Of course, John was talking about Burn Notice there, and we just talked about the Glades as well. But what would an incentive program like the one that's in the works in Tallahassee at the moment, what would that do for Central Florida?
Well, we, as a film commissioner here, it's part of my job to market the region as a premier filming destination and location for production, from pre-production to post-production. So it really is a tool that I can use in talking to producers and studios in order to get them here into the region. I have actually lost projects when I've been courting them here, and that's one of the first things that they want to talk about. They want to know what the incentive is. Several years ago, that's not how the game worked. It was about locations and crew, and Florida was in the top catalog for that. It was exactly where productions wanted to be. We have a variety of locations, great weather, and a deep crew base and talent pool. That's where they needed to come. Now they need that on top of an incentive. And when you have a neighbor like Georgia and not too far Louisiana that have an uncapped program, it's very difficult to talk to a producer and say, you should spend your money in our state, when they're going to give you uncapped on 30% of their budget.